Moving right along. We are up to the end of Perek Aleph, the paragraph that begins, Lo Sha'anu Omrim Bazeh. Okay, very important paragraph. Lo Sha'anu Omrim Bazeh She'ein Chilik Ben Hachsharas Nar V'Nar. I'm not telling you that there's no difference between the potential, the Hachshar, the potential for or from between one person and the next. In other words, even though we spoke about the end of last week that a person doesn't know himself, and he has to realize that he can rise to greatness and should realize we spoke about the idea of being a ben Navi, the Bnei Navim, etc. A person is much, much more than he realizes. So he pointed, I'm not telling you that there's no difference between one person and the next. Rak she'ein ono yuchod mon ha'achlit b'inyonei ha'achshara v'leimor mirosh ma'yia mishpat ha'nar kishayigdal. What I am telling you, though, is it's impossible to decide when it comes to questions of a potential. It's impossible to decide from the onset and say, this is what's going to be with this particular person. That we don't know when we're younger. There are many Talmidim, he says Talmidim, but there are many Talmidim whose potentials are a little more closed and hidden, not obvious. Actually, you uman alav shuhiya gadol b'yisrael heim b'torah heim b'tzidkas avodah, to the degree that you wouldn't even believe that this person can become a gadol in Torah or a gadol in righteousness in terms of his avodas Hashem. You would have looked at them and said, like, okay. Kishayigdal b'hinei lapela kol makira. When that person grows up and becomes the amazement of all of those who recognize him, they'll say, lefaneinu ish gadol shekulam lifneirom erko yikano. In front of us stands this great person who, in front of his exalted level, everyone bows. Lifnei gedulaso yizbatul. People negate themselves to his gadolus. And he'd be incredibly surprised when he looked back and saw that person when he was a teenager, when he was a kid, and say, that guy, well, amazing. V'lehepach, and you also have the opposite. Kamen neshamas gedolo show you ru'uyos lahoyeres eine Yisrael nebedu. How many neshamos that were, should have had the ability to enlighten the eyes of Klal Yisrael, were lost, Ayideshi is Rashul Babodasim bin Rain, because they were a little bit too mitrashel, too lackadaisical, or too lazy in their avoda when they were younger. And that's also a tremendous, tremendous thing, right? There was the story is told about different Bali Musar, and it's probably some true, but all of them, the point is true, whether it was the Altar Slabatka, whether it was Yerushal Salanter, or somebody else entirely who was staring at a window looking at the town marketplace, and someone asked them, hey, what are you staring at? And they said, I'm looking at a graveyard. And they said, what are you talking about? A graveyard. That's the bazaar. That's the place where everyone's out there buying, selling the shuk. What, people are quite not in a graveyard over there. And whichever this Adam Gadol was said, no, I'm looking at a graveyard because what I'm staring at is so many people who plain and simple killed themselves, who committed a spiritual suicide, didn't work on themselves, didn't grow, could have been something very, very different than what they actually are. And it's a shame. It's an incredible shame if that would happen. I can certainly tell you when from looking back from the time when I was your age, younger, slightly older to now, the people that, you would have thought when they were in yeshiva would have become like these like really, really big people. Again, whether it's in learning or just in general, avodas Hashem. And for whatever the reasons were, it can be many, many different reasons. And again, I'm certainly obviously not like pointing out anyone's names over here, but for whatever the reason was, as they grew older, just started to become thought, hey, nothing's happening and they're not really developing. Unfortunately, I can think of like way more than one, person who that happened to. And at the same time, to look at people who, like you just described, that you wouldn't have necessarily thought were going to be like the biggest or greatest, whatever it was. And now, X amount of decades later, are really doing amazing, amazing things with themselves, for the tzibur, for their communities, etc. And they put in the time, they put in the effort, they got their act together, as it says, and really started to work. So that idea of we don't know who somebody's going to be. It's not shaykh to take a kid when he's a kid and say, oh, you are this. And again, I'm not saying that some of the initials that get thrown around with that, let's say that they have D's or A's or other kinds of things, sometimes O's or C's or any of those combinations thereof, are not ever, again, medically necessary and accurate. And yes, sometimes there are pills or other medicines that can help a person concentrate or do whatever it is, but at the same time, the danger of a person putting a label on himself and saying, oh, now I'm what do you call it? You know, I have every excuse in the world because somebody told me I'm this and I can't do this, I'm not able to do that. That is a very, very, very horrible thing, you know, for a person to do or for a child to be subject to. So that's what we're speaking about right now, getting back to our point. Vegam ata, now you also, okay, you meaning like you, Ben Yakir, my precious child. Im kisrash lusam tisrashil. If you're going to be lackadaisical the same way so many others were, ves kishon osecha shiratzurim b'cha, and if your potentials and abilities that are closed up inside of you, mibuliya shiratargish osam chas v'shalom te'abit, if you destroy them without even noticing and feeling it, that it's there, lo na'ar bilvad shichasta. You didn't just destroy a teenager or a kid. Like efshar gon yisrael v'tzadik b'madrega chas v'shalom ibadata. God forbid, it could be that the person you're destroying is someone who could have been a gon, someone could have been a big tzaddik. That's pretty bad, because as he points out, lo lecha levad hareosa. You're not just doing something bad for yourself. A person can say, oh, so in Shemayim, you know, Hashem will look at me like this, or I didn't get to this level. But that's not really true, and that's not where it ends. Ragam ba'am Yisrael kulo. It could affect the entire Jewish people. Va'afla kadosh Yisrael pagata. You might have been pogay. You might have damaged a Kadosh Baruch Hu on his whole plan, etc. I was going to read some of the poetry to the end of the paragraph. About this, the Shechina itself cries and mourns and says the following thing. Sibdu Shemayim u'malacheichem. The Shemayim and all the angels should give a eulogy. Afa oretz u'maloa li mari yukayim, the earth and everything that's fills it should cry bitterly for me. Olam li barasi, I created a world. Belishkon besocha kivisi, I hoped to live, to dwell in that world. Gedol Yisrael ve'avadei ha-tzadikim eshchinasi bo yamshichu. The Gedol Yisrael and my servants at tzadikim were supposed to draw my shchin into the world. As gadol shmi besocho yagdisha, they were supposed to sanctify my great name. As devarei lekulam yashmiyu, they were supposed to let my words be heard to all or by all. Ve'avodasi as kulam yisago v'yishabdu, and they should have been able to acclimate and draw in everyone to avodas Hashem, be mekarvim, etc. V'hine ba ha'ilei mezeh, and this idiot came along. V'tzadik v'gon asher eilav chikisi mimenu ibid, and the tzadik and gon that I was waiting for when I put him in this world, he lost. V'eved asher es kavodi yakdish v'yishkon meiti bitel, the eved that was able to or should have been able to sanctify my name and allowed me to dwell in this world, bitel, he just negated. Regal miragle kisei kvodi ba'aretz negda. One of the legs of the kisei HaKavod in this world had just been chopped off. V'chelek shchinasi min olam min nigrash. And a certain portion, a chelek of my shchina, has been vanquished from the world. Now, that's like a pretty like heavy statement over there. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying there was a lot of big things that I was expecting from you. I was hoping to have a lot come out of this particular person. And look, right, he didn't do it. Now again, I'll just use the example. It's become like the example of the past couple of weeks, but it's so pertinent and it spells out the message so clear. Had the guy from Chicago who was undecided in his yearbook just remained undecided in life and just, you know, not, you know, what it called, you know, made certain decisions and not gone along with you know, suggestions that were made, and that step by step, you know, made choices that were very significant. Think of what the world would have looked like, what the world of learning would have looked like, what the world of Yerushalayim, and so many, again, we're talking thousands and thousands of B'nai Torah. When they speak about the Mir Yeshiva having 7,000 people, that means like right now, this second. We're not talking about all those others who have gone through there over the past year. That's a lot of people have been touched by someone who didn't have to be there, and by all, you know, what do you call it, by, you know, if you follow the course of life of most people, Al Pi Rov, like, wouldn't have ever happened and all of that. And obviously that's a shame. Who knows who the next person, who, if not to make an influence in that kind of a level, maybe that's like way, way big, and maybe in learning we like for some reason think that we couldn't get up to that kind of a thing, but people have the ability to be Makari people, people have the ability to, again, be Makadeshim Shamayim, even if it just means being the person who's going to be such an incredible honest, straight, yashar businessman that whoever comes in contact says, wow, there must be a God in this world, because like, who else could, you know, could keep himself to such a standard of honesty and yashrus and like that, and be mekadesh shem shamayim without being a professional Jew, so to speak, just being like a real person out there in whatever environment he's in. And if we don't really work on that, if it's not something that we're going to take seriously, there's a real lot that's at stake. We're going to move on a little bit. Nari u'bachura Yisrael. Ol gadol hutal al tzavareichem. There's an incredible yoke on your shoulders, on your neck. Achrayis gadola. It's an incredible, great responsibility. Gadola v'rabba harbim min daitchem v'yidioseichem aleichem. And the truth is, he says, it's a responsibility and a yoke that's even greater than what you know and can understand. It is, right? Because when we're kids, we don't see what's going to be and what's going to happen. But let's explain a little bit more. And this is something that we have to like listen to and take to heart. As kol beis Yisrael tzrichim atem lahamid. We're going to start off light. It's your responsibility to give rise to and support and be the pillars of the entire Jewish people. Chasidav, tzadikav, gaonav, chachamav, mikem, lahutz. You have the responsibility of producing the chasidim, the righteous people, the tzadikim, the gaonim, the chachamim. That's you. Af yizgalah shchinas uzov yizkaras bias mashicho yibeyedichem nitna, revealing the shchina in this world and bringing the Mashiach closer. That's in your hands. It was given over to. Ha'im tirutzu shechas v'shalom nirka bagalus ein ro elonavi v'chozet. You really want that we should all be stuck rotting away in galus? No, with no leaders, no navi, no visionary. Is that what we want? To im gam yosher beinechem shebaudeinu bagalus. And is it really, does it sit well? Is it straight in your eyes that one minute in galus, as we are right now, that chas v'shalom od yoser neireid v'ad shol nipol, do we want to really go further down and fall all the way to Gehenna? Is that what we want? To b'chem dor haba. In you, the next generation, Gamgon gam tzadik ka'omi beperes l'galos as kedushas l'lekeinu chas v'shalom lo yimtza lo yimatze. Do you want it to be that in your generation, when you grow older, there won't be any ga'onim tzadikim who are there to stand at the corner and direct us? Kol eli yisap l'gashem. Do you think that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can hold back and be silent and watch such a tragedy occur without, what do you call, without being upset, without being offended, kaviyachol, by such a thing? Now, let's pause and I just give an example. It's, how do we phrase this? It's not only lip service, and it's not only hyperbole, it's not only fluff. Got the idea? If we were to make a comment like the leaders of the next generation are sitting here in the room around us. Okay, it's a phrase that you hear. We're producing the leaders of the mission statement of different institutions. But the MS is, right, the truth of the matter is, and again, and it has to be like this if you stop and think about it, if you are the ones who are the next generation, in other words, like I'm not, because I'm like an old fogey over here, but you're the ones who are 18, 19, 17, whatever years that you are right now. So whenever that next generation is, like, bottom line is, you're going to be that, okay? Eventually, Be'ezer Hashem, we should all live in the world. We're going to grow up, we're going to develop, and all that. The next generation, for sure, we all agree, is sitting over here around the table. There might be some more of the next generation other than, like, the people that are sitting around this table. But at the end of the day, the next generation is sitting right over here. By definition, if that next generation of the Dor Haba wants to have Talmidei Chachamim, leaders, tzaddikim, and all the different kinds of levels, well, that doesn't just like, they don't just get planted, flopped down in Min HaShemayim. That takes people who are going to step up to the plate with responsibility, understand what's laying in front of them, who are going to say, you know what, I'm going to like work on myself a little. I'm going to grow. I'm going to try to be somebody who makes a difference to myself, to my family, community, the world around me. Because again, like we said before, without the fluff and without just the expression shibo, but the reality that yes, the leaders and mahigim of the next generation are going to be and should be, and certainly could be, but it's strongly that, but should be and are going to be, you who are sitting around the table over here, that's a very, very serious thing. Some of us who have the advantage of being able to look back, right, the gap between the first couple of years in Beis Medrash versus, you know, decades, you know, after that, find a fascinating thing that, yeah, you know what, the people who are actually the ones making a difference, being leaders, again, in every way, shape, or form, whether it's, you know, community leaders, lay leaders, whether it's rabbinic style leaders in the form of rabbanim or mechanchim, kirov professionals, whatever it is, but the people who are, if I could use an expression, just to introduce a thought to us for a second, and again, this is like a little bit bad to say, but like sometimes you have to say a little bit bad things, like to get, like to like be able to grow from it a little bit. There are going to be two kinds of people, and there's a lot of different kinds, but I'm dividing, I think, two kinds of people. You're going to have the people who are, we'll use different expressions, the cast of thousands or the fillers. Those are the people who are, the cast of thousands or fillers, you know what those expression means?
The other people. Not the, like, important people.
Like, those are the people that are there, right? Like, they're members of the shul, they walk around the street, some or other, like when you're on Central Avenue, there are people walking around out there, right? They're there, right? They exist. They're online in front of you in seasons, they're getting in your way at the gas station, right? You understand what I'm saying? And then you have the people who actually are making a difference in the world. People who are involved, who are leaders, a name that you might know either because they've become famous because they deserve to, or just because, like, you look at them and say, you know what, that's somebody that I really have a lot of respect for what he's doing, the kind of life that he leads, and he's making an impact, again, on himself, family, community, and then world around him. Far better in life to be the person who actually makes a difference, okay, than to be someone who's just the filler people. Now, we're not saying the filler people on their own aren't maybe very chashuv people, and the truth is maybe every one of those thousands of filler people are one of the members of the Lamed Vav Tzaddikim Club, and maybe they're all greater than we think and all of that. Again, maybe, you know, expand the 36 to a lot more, whatever. Maybe stomach. There are a lot of unsung heroes that are floating around in the world. Okay? Let's assume let's be done the kapslos. On the other hand, though, okay, like when we want to look at ourselves in the mirror and try to see like where we are, who we can be, we have to realize that bottom line is, the way the world seems to look, that chiluk, in terms of categorizing the people who are making a difference and being manhigim versus just the people who exist and are there, okay, that chiluk exists. We see that that's there. Who becomes the person who's going to make a difference and be like a guy and versus the person who just exists and is there? That's a question.
How much they put in,
and how much they're willing. There's another key element: willing to rise to the occasion to actually, you know, do something and realize the importance that doing something and involvement has to the community at large, right? Because you can work on yourself, but not necessarily just get out there and make a difference. And those ingredients are all necessary. Now, he points out the following thing, that efshar kol echem mikem achaveirov yismoch v'yamr. It's also possible, though, that each person rely on his friend and says, listen, I hear the idea. I am part of the club called the next generation. The world is given over into my hands. I'm going to be responsible for raising a family of tzaddikim and talmidei chachamim. Perhaps even more. I hear all that. Okay, fine, the next generation, we have a responsibility. But why does like the tzaddik and the Talmud Chacham or the influential person have to be me? Maybe it'll be the other guy. Okay, Gedol Yisrael, Mishara Bachram Zulasi Yitzmuchu. Maybe the Gedolim are going to sprout from the guys in the other shir or the other chavrusa down the table. And me, but for myself, it's rasha, it's atza, I'll be lackadaisical, lazy, and like, you know, I'm sort of enjoying myself right now. So like, what's like, you know, let the other guy do all that stuff. Aval, but we know, im the hisrasha, if you're talking about being lackadaisical, gam chevirecha kamocha yisrasha, but your friends are going to do the same thing. Heimalecha yismuchu, and they're going to now point at you and rely on you and say, well, this guy is going to be the one who's doing the work, but it's never going to be me. And Torah, Matayalem, at the end of the day, what's going to be with Torah? What's going to be with Am Yisrael? What's going to be with the future? If everyone just pointing a finger and saying, well, Mistama, someone else will be the, whatever, someone else will be that guy. It can't be like that. Am Yisrael, Goy Kadosh, Mayayalav, what's going to be with Klal Yisrael? Hashchina, Kadosh, Matayalav, what's going to be with the Shchina? Naru, Bachur, Yisrael, so you as a yeshiva Bachur. Lo me Torah, Vidoris, Esh Hashem. The person who's learning and searching for Hashem, kegado kekatan, whether or not you're big in that yet or small in that in the meanwhile, kol echad mikem achov mutal legados mikirbos nishmas Yisrael. You have a responsibility to try to reveal from inside of yourself your intensive, real, authentic Jewish neshama. Lasos it's atzmacha la'amud. You want to make yourself into a pillar. Asher beis Yisrael yishan alev. The entire Jewish people can rest on and lean on. Ein b'chem af echad asher yuchal lifter as atzmo min ha'achrayah, says us. And there's no person who has the legitimate ability to exempt himself from that achrayah. It's there, it's real, that has to happen. There's no way to avoid that. And realize that it's not going to happen unless one of us actually is willing to, you know, to, like we said, to step up to the plate and actually say, maybe it could be me that's going to make a difference. And that's, like I said, a very, very, very big deal for a person to step and think about. Again, I said before, and I'm repeating it again, looking back and in the past, it's surprising, again, but it's not really surprising when you think about it, but it might surprise a person. Again, I'm speaking from like the perspective of someone who's slightly older. I don't like to tell myself old yet, but slightly older at least. You can look back and you say, well, where are the manhigim, the people who are doing this stuff? Again, whether it's in the form of the Rabbanim Mechanchim, Mekira people, or in the form of community leaders and people who are involved, projects, this and so on, the people that you hear from. So it to some degree is quote unquote surprising that, hey, you know what? I seem to know, and saying this literally, everyone out there who's involved in any one of those fields who matters to the Jewish people is doing something in Klal Yisrael. Fascinating how we've crossed paths, but the truth is it's not so fascinating because, like we said before, yes, those people come from people your age who are sitting down, starting off, hearing an idea, saying to themselves, you know what, like, hey, that's actually a really good point, and I really maybe should start realizing that I might be a little bit bigger and more significant than I realized. To realize now, a mashal we've given more than once this year, when you're driving down the road, if you don't know what your directions are, where you're going, what your destination is, you're never going to make it there. So already right now becomes the time where we stop and say, hey, like, maybe I should be, like, taking myself seriously, doing something, and trying to develop myself to see where it is that where it is that I'm going to go, and how I'm going to develop. Well, I quote Rav Asher Weiss from Yerushalayim, who once was speaking with one of my kids before his bar mitzvah, and so asked him, "So, what do you want to be? Proverbial, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And he threw in, instead of leaving room for like fireman, airline pilot, you know, you want to be a rav of a shul, you know, like Dayan, do you want to be a reshiva? What do you want to be? So he was stopping and thinking, whatever. I never really quite thought about it at the age of, 12 or plus. And so Rav Asher told him very, very correctly so. Because let me tell you the real answer to that. The real answer is sit down and learn hard and learn well, start developing, become something. And when you're older, you stop and pick what exactly it's going to be. But the ikkar, when you're 12, and certainly when you're 18, but it could have been in between also, but if not, certainly at least when you're 17, 18, to start realizing that. The future is very much here right now. Responsibility is on my shoulders right now. It's not really fair to myself or to anybody else to be lazy about that. And to realize that ultimately, really, I could and should be the person who's going to carry the day for a tremendous generation that can be mine. We're going to call it over here because we finished the parak. But to be thinking, like in between, now and the next time, about that responsibility, what it actually means, and how important it is, how important day by day our time actually is, how important it's going to be to make good decisions for ourselves. And good decisions doesn't mean do I come back shanabet or not. Good decisions also come in the form of, do I come to, just because it's 7 o'clock, do I come to night seder on time and try to chazer? Am I going to daven ma'ariv well and strong? I'm going to get more into the tefillah. I'm going to wake up to daven in yeshiva chakras in the morning. Those are also good decisions that we need to be making. The more of those little good decisions that we make, they start to build until we get things to be second nature for ourselves, until we get to be on a path where we're really quickly going be'ezer Hashem in a great direction to rise to the occasion of all the big things that the Ribbono Shel Olam has in store for us. That is all for now, and to be continued. Again,